Today's episode of Sunshine from Heaven is being brought to you by Hope EMS, helping other people everywhere. Hope EMS mission statement is to help veterans and Explorer Scouts become first responders while providing a higher quality of care for patients. If you want more information, please reach out to Hope EMS, HOPEEMS@gmail.com. That's HOPEEMS@gmail.com. Phone number is 936-257-3626. Again, that's 936-257-3626. Hope EMS, helping other people everywhere. And that's what they intend to do. Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. I'm so glad you took the time out to join us. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. So God's rest is there for people to enter, but those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Now, if Joshua had succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there's a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all those who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. I've read to you Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I encourage you to read God's word for yourself. One thing we can truly count on in this life is that things change. The Merriam definition of rest is repose, sleep, or freedom from activity or labor. Some of us are so busy that our work pours over into our sleep. If I'm being honest, most nights, I don't get enough sleep because my mind won't shut off from the day's activities, all the worries, and the sleep I do get is from sheer exhaustion. And sometimes there's no rest to be found in that. Am I the only one? We won't spend time with God during the day, and we make ourselves so busy with mindless activities, we don't even leave room for God in our resting state. In Matthew 11, the 28th through the 30th verse, it states, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." But instead of going to God and learning of him, we read book after book on how to be a better employee or what is our love language. When the truth is, if we would take the yoke of our Lord and Savior and be led by him, our lives would be so much better, so much richer, and we would truly be able to find rest. I pray that God opens your heart and mind to seek God with the same urgency that we seek the approval of our family, friends, and jobs. We all want to do our very best at work in hopes of a promotion and a raise, but we won't put in the same time and effort seeking God, who is only too happy to give us everything that we need without the funny aftertaste that most jobs leave with us, because sometimes we'll do some things that really aren't that godly. I would like to leave you with this. What if God gave us the same amount of time in a day that we give him? I don't know about you, but some days I wouldn't even have enough fuel to make it to work. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine.